off and running on your morning team show at WSGW at 6:40. On the line at WSGW.com. And on air, 100.5 and 790 News Radio, WSGW. You're along with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Rossini's famous William Tell Overture. One of the greatest marksmen in history, I think he, with his crossbow, William Tell was. Remember, he shot the apple off the head and all that. I thought this was appropriate to talk about some fun that's going to be had this morning.
Yes.
A week before Valentine's Day. I mean, check your calendar, folks. This is February 7th, and Valentine's Day is next Friday, if you need a reminder, by the way. And today, at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth, the 13th annual Hot Shot Local Media Celebrity Archery Contest is going to take place. As local media celebrities, as it says here, are taking aim at $1,400 in prize money for their favorite charities. And you are invited to stop by and watch the fun starting at 10:30 at the South Checkout. And of all the participants that are going to be on hand, three will advance to the final round for a shot at the grand prize. The winner earns a check from Bronner's for $1,400 for the favorite charity. The remaining two finalists will get $500, and everyone who participates will be getting $250 for their favorite charities. We are participating, WSW, both 100.5 and 790 AM with representation, and our sister station, Mix 106.3, as well. And doing the representation for 790 AM, sitting in studio. Why are you here? Why aren't you out practicing your arrow shooting?
Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
He's doing FM.
Yeah, I'm doing FM.
He's doing 100.5.
Yeah, Rick is doing
AM. Rick is doing AM, right.
Rick is doing AM, yes.
But you got this, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
It's a long bow and a rubber-tipped arrow, so yep. No one gets hurt or anything.
But, well,
no,
we don't
yeah.
think.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you hope. You know, you get the errant shot arrow, even a rubber tipped arrow. You know,
that's why I always that. Stand behind everybody. Yes. And
we got all these guys signed up and committed, Charlie. We haven't told them yet, but while they're shooting, they get to wear a nice pair of wings.
I've seen. I already know. I saw it.
Pat Cupid Johnston.
You will represent the FM. Rick Antonio will represent our 790 AM side. And James Paxson will be representing Mix 106.3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Good participation.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm fine. You know, I watched the Dukes of Hazzard. They, you know, had their bow and arrows too. So, you know, that's all I needed.
That's how you prepare.
That's right. How I prepare. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, actually, we think that we have an end. As far as having some educational opportunities to apply what we have learned to shooting bows and arrows with our association with Mike Avery.
Oh, right. Yeah. Did you talk to him, get some advice when he was in yesterday or day before yesterday?
No, Dave, again, I'm fine. Don't worry.
You're fine.
I don't need any. No, I'm fine. Don't worry.
You've used a bow and arrow before.
Not really, but it's okay. It's all right. I'm fine.
Okay. I like the confidence.
I watched The Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence, so it's okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
if you
can shoot like Jennifer Lawrence.
If audience members want to go out and see all this fun, if they can vote for and support new any one of the personalities, so they get some extra points.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that you show up by before 10:30 when the contest starts. Yeah. So be there on hand when it starts. 10:30 is the South Checkout at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. We had thought that perhaps, and again, since Pat's so confident, we don't have to worry about doing it with
right.
Pat.
Oh, yeah.
But if we had other members of our staff who perhaps weren't as confident, that maybe we could like have him show up with some kind of injury. And so they'd have to have a proxy, and Mike Avery would be the proxy.
There you go.
Show up with his recurve.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah. Would that be impressive? Where is that rubber-tipped arrow?
Yeah, we'll have to keep that in mind next year when they start soliciting personalities from the station. Mike is associated with us.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe we could just send a Mike Avery.
Yeah, he could always represent his own.
Yeah.
his own self as a statewide radio program. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know, I don't know. I mean, a real arrow, yes. Rubber-tipped arrow?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Right.
Never know.
With wings on, too? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that might be a hard sell.
Is that going to throw things off today? Well, the wings be bothersome.
Maybe if they were camouflage wings, he
oh, there you
wear
go.
Them.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
yeah,
right.
Well, it should be fun. Again, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland later on this morning, 10:30. And again, Pat will be on hand to represent 100.5, Rick representing 790,
yep.
And James Paxson representing Mix 106.3.
We want all of you to shoot something else, too. A picture of one another. Oh, so we've got some for our website.
Well, I'm sure.
Facebook.
The charities, by the way, James Charity of Choice is the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Rick is the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan. And you, Pat, are with the American Cancer Society.
Correct.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that association you had with your wife.
Yes, yeah, that was one reason.
All worthy causes.
Yeah.
Yes.